we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, announced Tuesday that Egypt will host this year's Nations Cup tournament. Egypt beat South Africa, the only other nation to bid, by 16 votes to one with one abstention during a CAF executive committee vote in Dakar, Senegal. Our Voice of America football fans will remember the original 2019 Africa Cup of Nations host, Cameroon, was stripped of hosting rights in late November because of slow preparations and concerns about security. This will be the fifth time Egypt, which won the tournament when it last hosted in 2006, has staged the Nations Cup. The Egyptians will now have just over 5 months to prepare for the African football showpiece, which is scheduled from June 15th to July 13th. Egypt will also host the first 2014 Nations Cup, up from 16 in previous editions. The announcement in Dakar came before the annual CAF Awards ceremony in Senegal's capital. The star of Egypt's current team, Liverpool striker Mohamed Salah, is the favorite to retain his African Player of the Year award in Dakar Tuesday evening. Led by Salah and having home field advantage, the Pharaohs of Egypt will also be favorites this year to lift a record-extending 8th Nations Cup trophy on July 13th. Yes, you might say the Egyptians have scaled new heights when it comes to African football. Meanwhile, a hiking group is scaling new heights in Egypt, as we hear now from my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Hiking is not a popular outdoor activity in Egypt. However, some residents in the resort town of El Gouna are trekking the trails of Wadi Billi near the Red Sea. And the residents, along with members of a local Bedouin tribe, created a group called the Gouna Mountain Goats to help curious climbers discover Egypt's natural scenery. Gouna resident Saitza Boomsma says his journey along the hidden trails of Egypt began 5 years ago.
Well, I've always been interested in nature. I've been scuba diving and things like that. And then since I'm living in Gouna, I was looking at the mountains on the other side, and I never visited, and it's always been kind of, you know, calling me. And then once I started going in, I discovered all these trails. And then first I went just for interest and you know, for sports, exercise, to relax a bit. And then, bit by bit, people started coming along, and then it became like a hiking club for the residents in the town.
And the club has expanded into a business that brings in an average of 8 people per hike. The climbers get to choose their adventure between an easy hike through the valley or a trickier path along what's called the Hobbit's Trail to the Mordor. All hikers are required to climb, and they must stay on the lookout for fallen rocks, slippery slopes, and all manner of wildlife. Hiker Norshek has made it to the top of Red Sea Mountain. Speaking in Arabic, she says hiking along the valley reminded her that the trails of Egypt have largely gone undiscovered. Norshik says initially she thought the landscape did not resemble Egypt, but she then realized it very much looks like Egypt, but she's only used to seeing tall buildings and the Nile. She forgot the valley is actually the essence of the country. In the end, the hikers are rewarded with an unobstructed view of a glorious sunset from atop the Red Sea Mountains and the warmth of a campfire and a cup of roasted coffee. Sounds wonderful. And that's all from me. More sporty news to come. Happy trails, Sonny. Back to you.
Happy trails, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. For reaction to Egypt winning the hosting rights to the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament, Iron Mike Mbonye reached the media officer of Nigeria's national football team, Toyin Ebitoye.
I think it's a welcome development for Africa to have been able to quickly decide on the Nations Cup hosts after Cameroon was unable to meet up to the deadlines given for the hosting. I think it's good. Egypt is a big nation. Egypt is the center of civilization in the world. They have very passionate fans. The football is a culture in Egypt. So I think it's good that Egypt will be hosting the Nations Cup again.
Nigeria has qualified to play in the 2019 AFCON tournament. What is it like going to Egypt? Is Egypt going to be another home for the Super Eagles?
I think it's a welcome development that we have qualified for the AFCON and we'll be going to Egypt. It is even more reassuring for us because as early as March, we are going to be playing Egypt in a friendly. And now that Egypt is hosting, they will clearly be one of the favorites for the Nations Cup. So it's a good test for us to play them in March in a friendly to prepare us for the Nations Cup. So we're happy that things have gone according to plans and we're looking forward to going to Egypt in June. Go there, defend the green and white of Nigeria, and hopefully become African champions again on Egyptian soil.
And what would be your message to Nigerians on the new-look Super Eagles that have qualified for AFCON with a match to spare and then going to Egypt in the summer of this year to play AFCON?
The message is very simple. Qualifying for AFCON is good. Going to AFCON to do well is better. Winning AFCON is the best. We will try to go for the best, which is to go to the Nations Cup to win it for Nigeria again. We've won it only 3 times, and it's always good to go out there and show that we are not giants of Africa for nothing. I believe we have quality in our team to be able to achieve it. With hard work, with prayers, and a lot of luck, we can go out there to do it again for Nigeria. I believe we can achieve it.
That's Toyin Ebitoye, the media officer of Nigeria's national football team, the Super Eagles. And Toyin spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed, voanews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Happy New Year, Nnamdi.
And a happy New Year to you, Sonny, and all the listeners of Sunny Side of Sports.
Great to have you back on the Voice of America in 2019, Nnamdi. The year's first major fight, January 19th, Manny Pacquiao against Adrian Broner. I understand Broner has had some legal problems.
Sonny, they call him the problem, so you might as well call him the fugitive, Sonny. He has 2 court appearances in 2 states, Atlanta and Cleveland, Ohio. Accusation of sexual misconduct. Then he has 4 days after the January 19 fight, traffic violations in Florida. Top that off with Tiffany's jeweler, $1.2 million for bling, Sonny. So you wonder where the concentration is, you know.
How's Broner been dealing with his legal difficulties?
He said it's not affecting him because he knows this is his last payday, really. But there's no way you can be in camp and dealing with all these media reports about sexual misconduct and money being owed here and there. And you're an elite fighter. This should be the least thing you'd be worried about. But we will have the answer to that January 19th when he goes toe-to-toe with Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao has reunited with his Hall of Fame trainer, Freddie Roach, training right there in your backyard, Namdi, in Hollywood. How has the Pac-Man looked in training?
Sonny, I paid a visit to Wildcard and I looked at him. He's all shredded. He's ready. He's focused. He's talking about pushing for the knockout, Sonny. And when you push for the knockout, you leave yourself wide open. He scored his first knockout in 6 years when he knocked out Lucas Matisse. And if you think you can just go in there and knock out Adrian Broner, you may find yourself on the floor, counted out. So pushing for the knockouts would be a bad deal. But he's all excited now. He's ready for the fight. The fans are happy that he's back. So he wants the knockout. He wants to knock Broner out.
Manny Pacquiao versus Adrian Broner will be fought in the welterweight class. Looks like a huge year for the welterweights in 2019. One of the top welterweights, Terrence Crawford. How about an update on him, Namdi?
Terrence Crawford is in position to fight American, Sonny. And that fight is going to be at the Madison Square Garden, New York City, March 23. American has just been guaranteed $5 million, Sonny. It's a super fight. It's for the pound-for-pound title. Amir Khan is a draw. Amir Khan can also expose Terrence Crawford, you know, because Crawford is just new to that division. And Amir Khan can box, and he can make Terrence Crawford look stupid. Crawford will be looking for that big knockout with one big punch all night. Amir Khan can easily win unanimous decision.
Two other top welterweights, Errol Spence and Sean Porter, also fighting in March, Namdi. Do you like it that we're going to see these guys in action so close together?
Well, you have to understand that this division is basically what we call in the game the grand poobah of boxing, the welterweight division. Here you go, March 16th, Dallas Cowboys, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Errol Spence against Mickey Garcia. Mickey Garcia moving up all the way from the lightweight to challenge Errol Spence. That's a pay-per-view fight. It's a good fight. But a lot of folks in the fight game were wondering how a lightweight can move all the way to 147 pounds and challenge the elite in that division. He's bulking up now. He's beefing up, and he believes he can do it. I was not really impressed the last time I saw Mickey Garcia here in Los Angeles when he fought Easter. So we still don't know how he's going to come up, because Errol Spence can fight, Sonny. Don't get me wrong. So it's going to be an interesting fight.
I'm Sonny Young, and I'm talking with Namdi Moeta on The Voice of America. You're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. Namdi, let's go back to New Year's Eve in Japan. Floyd Mayweather gets in the ring in a boxing exhibition. Quick fight. He stops the Japanese kickboxer Tenshin.
You know, I don't want to say this was a fight, because if it was a fight, it would have been 12 rounds. It was it's supposed to be 9 minutes of action, but it didn't go 9 minutes. But Tenshin, a young, hungry lion, a true champion. I take my hat off to him for even getting that square circle with a guy like myself with so much experience.
Your thoughts on that exhibition, Namdi?
Sonny, people are all bent out of shape. He went there and he cashed out. He made $9 million. I mean, this kid had no business fighting Floyd Mayweather, but the Japanese wants to see the fight. They paid for it. I mean, he weighed 25 pounds less than Floyd Mayweather. He's a featherweight. He's not a welterweight. But he got in there, he got cocky, and you wonder why Floyd Mayweather didn't carry him by letting him go a couple of rounds. He got cocky, tried to tag Mayweather, and Mayweather just went in there, unloaded on him, and it was all over, you know. This was supposed to be an exhibition. We watched the kickboxers have been knocked all around the ring for $9 million, bro. Call him Money Mayweather. That's why you might as well call him an ATM.
Well, Namdi, did you take that exhibition as a sign that Mayweather wants to fight again?
Well, the word in the fight game as of today, Mayweather is coming back for two more fights. He's going to take on the winner of Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner. If Adrian Broner beats Manny Pacquiao, don't expect Floyd Mayweather to fight Adrian Broner. So everybody's rooting for Manny Pacquiao to actually knock out Broner. So the rematch with Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao will even be bigger than the first one. Remember, the first one made more than $600 million, Sonny. So the second fight, if Manny Pacquiao knocks out Adrian Broner, the second fight will make more than $1.1 billion. With a B, Sonny. People can hate the fight as much as they want, but if he scores that knockout January 19, we are going to break down the door to demand for the second fight, Floyd Mayweather against Manny Pacquiao. Considering what Mayweather did to Nasukawa in Tokyo, Japan, then Mayweather is also back. He can deliver the knockout, you know. And these two guys, when they fight, hopefully this time nobody's going to run around the ring and somebody's going to be dropped bombs. And that's what the fans want to see.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Namdi Hollywood Moueta about some of the latest developments in pro boxing. Namdi, let's move to the African prize fighters. I understand a South African has a big fight coming up.
Sonny, it's a big fight on television on Showtime Friday night. Zolisane Ndongeni from East Cape, South Africa, he's 28 years old, 25-0, 13-KO. He's going to take on David Haney from the U.S., 20-0, 13 knockouts. The question is, who is Zolisane Ndongeni, Sonny? He can fight, but my question is, his defense is not that tight. And David Haney is trained by Floyd Mayweather Sr., Sonny. They call him the next Floyd Mayweather. He is fast, he is young, he is very strong. This fight is going to be in Shreveport, Louisiana. And this will be Zolisane's second fight in the U.S. When guys come from Africa with all these polished records, you wonder, how can they perform in the U.S.? He arrived Friday morning for this fight, Friday night. So he only has 1 week to acclimatize and get ready for this big fight. It's a major fight. It's on Showtime. If he can pull an upset, then he's in a position. But it's a very good chance he can go there and get knocked out because his defense, to me, is very, very, very wide open.
Still with the Africans, Namdi, you reminded me that Sharif Bogere, also part of the Mayweather camp. Any updates on Sharif?
Well, you know, we talked about this in the past. Most of the fighters in the Mayweather camp, they're all grumbling right now. They don't get much action. The big boss is only interested in getting all the money he can with going to Japan to pick up $9 million. Now his attention is the winner of Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner. So most of his fighters are not happy in the camp. So it's one thing to be assigned to Jay-Z or Floyd Mayweather or this person. But if you're not getting action, if you're not getting work, you fight once or twice a year, it's no good for the fighter. I mean, by now, Bogere should be in the mix when we're talking about all these lightweights, you know, so because Bogere is a world-ranked fighter. So hopefully the Mayweather promotions can do something and throw a title his way.
Ghana's Richard Comey, what can we expect from him in 2019?
The date is set. Richard Comey is going to take on Russian Isachenyev, and that's going to be February 2nd, Frisco, Texas. Comey is training right now in Brooklyn. And this will be his second crack at the world title. I expect Richard Comey to deliver the world title come February 2nd. Ghana will finally have another world champion this time around.
Namdi Gana did have a world champion in Isaac Dogbe, but he lost his title belt at the end of 2018, losing to the Mexican Emmanuel Navarrete. What went wrong for Dogbe?
Sonny, a couple of things went wrong. After the fight, he talked about underestimating Navarrete. Come on, Sonny, how can you, a world champion, undefeated world champion with all this money behind you, television, promotion, everything, you go into a fight, you underestimate a Mexican warrior? Sonny, he got beat up really bad. In the fight game, we call that a beat down, Sonny. Not only a beat down, your title was taken away from you. I mean, he got really bruised up. It's a big lesson for this young fighter. And I think he needs to make a couple of changes. And if these changes are not made, he may get burnt out, Sonny.
Namdi, Isaac Dogbe seemed to have a pretty sweet deal with ESPN, multi-fight deal. ESPN talked about broadcasting one of his fights in Accra, Ghana. Is that endangered after that loss?
Sonny, in a fight game, when you sign a contract, a multi-fight contract, everything depends on your last fight. Give you an example. Say he made $80,000 for the fight, last fight in Madison Square Garden with Navarrete. In his next fight, he's not going to make $80,000. He's not going to make, if he makes $40,000, he's lucky. That's the fight game. Don't expect ESPN to go to Accra anytime soon. That's the fight game. These folks, Dogbe team should have known what was on the table going into the Navarrete fight. And moreover, personally, I think, Sonny, he had 4 fights in 1 year, Sonny. Go back and look at the Navarrete fight. He was flat. His legs were gone. 4 fights means being in camp all this time. That's why I say, people may not like what I'm about to say right now. Isaac Dogbe needs a new trainer. Paul Dogbe, his dad, has done enough for him. Isaac Dogbe needs a new trainer that can adjust things. If he needs to be an elite fighter, he must be able to box. You can't go there and knock out everybody every time. Like your late friend Angelo Dundee will say, Hall of Famer Angelo Dundee will say, they have his number right now, Sonny. Believe it, they have his number. They can beat him now. You go in there looking for the knockout all night, they'll box your ears off. That's why he needs an American trainer right now. Pop has to step aside and chill. This is coming from the Hollywood man. If you love your son, Paul, step aside. Let an American trainer come back in. Build him back up. When I mean build him back up, not putting guys where he'll knock out in 1 or 2 rounds. Because, Sonny, mentally, this fight here with Navarrete did a lot of damage for him. You've seen him fight before, Sonny. Have you seen him? You saw the fight. Look, you saw the way he looked? His face was swollen. His legs were not there. It was all banged up, bloodied up. For a young fighter, you can't do too many of that, you know? Changes must be made. He should be able to adjust. The contract with ESPN, he has to walk his way back. He may need to move up in division. So what I'm saying, the old man, the pop, must make way for a new trainer and the 2019 building back up. Then we may see ESPN go to Accra because everybody was really excited about this. They will ESPN on Top Rank. They have to build back up.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more verbal jabs from Namdi in the days to come, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to 18-year-old American soccer player Tim Weah, who joined Scottish champion Celtic on a 6-month loan deal from Paris Saint-Germain. Some of our VOA listeners might be wondering, Sonny Weah, that name sounds familiar. Weah, that's right. Tim is the son of Liberia's president, George Weah. George Weah, of course, a great African soccer player during his playing days. And that wraps up the January 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Joe Gill. and thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Anger over rising prices, shortages of bread and fuel, and a cash crisis has incited demonstrations across Sudan and against President Omar al-Bashir. Is Sudan in the precipice of change? An in-depth discussion on the politics of Sudan on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
New research conducted by four scientists at England's Durham University suggests that our Milky Way galaxy is headed for a collision with one of its satellite galaxies called the Large Magellanic Cloud. In a study that outlines their research, the quartet of British scientists theorized that this cosmic collision would cause the currently dormant supermassive black hole that resides at the center of the Milky Way to awaken. Once roused from its slumber, the Sagittarius A black hole would start feeding on the gas that surrounds it, causing its size to increase by up to 10 times. The researchers say that while the collision and its aftermath are unlikely to affect those of us on Earth, there is a small chance that the collision could force our solar system to spin off into space. But there is no need for immediate concern, since this collision isn't expected to take place for about 2 billion years. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two-Face, NATO C. Hey. Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.